First Chronicles chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, so that I may know. And Joab answered, Yahweh, make his people 100 times so many more as they are. But my master the king, they are not all my master's servants? Why then does my master require this thing? Why will he be the cause of a trespass to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. For this reason Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and became to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David. And all of Israel were 1,000, 1,000, and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Yehuda was 400, 70,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin, he did not count among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And Yahweh was displeased with this thing. Therefore he smote Israel. And David said to Yahweh, I've sinned greatly because I've done this thing, but now I beg of you, do away the iniquity of your servant, for I've done very foolishly. And Yahweh spoke to God, David's seer, saying, Go and tell David, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I offer you 3 things. Choose one of them, so that I may do it to you. And so God came to David and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, choose you either 3 years' famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before your foes, while that the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of Yahweh destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now, therefore, advise yourself what word I will bring again to him that sent me. And David said to God, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercies, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. And so Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And Yahweh sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, Yahweh beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough. Stay now your hand. And the angel of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. And then David and the elders of Israel who were clothed in sackcloth fell upon their faces. And David said to Yahweh, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I beg you, O Yahweh, my Elohim, be on me and on my father's house, but not on your people, that they should be plagued. And then the angel of Yahweh commanded God to say to David, that David should go up and set up an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of God, which he spoke in the name of Yahweh. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his 4 sons with him hid themselves. And Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, Grant me the place of this threshing floor so that I might build an altar in it to Yahweh. You will grant it to me for the full price so that the plague can be stayed from the people. And Ornan said to David, Take it to you. And let my master the king do that which is good in his eyes. I give you the oxen also for burnt offerings and the threshing instruments for wood and the wheat for the meal offering. I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, No, but I will truly buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is yours for Yahweh, nor burnt offerings without cost. And so David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon Yahweh, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And Yahweh commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he made his offerings there. For the tabernacle of Yahweh, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of Yahweh, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of Yahweh. End of chapter.